Nicole.
Hi, Abby.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm even better now that we're back with episode 4.
Yay!
So, today's episode, we're going to be talking about the Grammys, like we promised last week.
The Grammys are January 26th, so this coming Sunday, by the time you guys are listening to this, we talked a little bit on our last episode about how the Grammys are a bit earlier this year than they used to be. So if you want to hear us talk about that, I guess, we talked about it in episode 3. But yeah, today we're just going to be doing like a pre-Grammy discussion, talking about the nominees and the performers and our predictions and our opinions. And just all things Grammy related.
Yep. So we're going to get started with a little bit of breaking news.
Yes.
So this past Thursday, there was some waves in the Grammy world.
Yes.
The president of the Recording Academy stepped down from her position. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy because there's been a lot of, like, turnover in this position recently. I mean, her name is Deborah Duggan, and she only had this job since August. Mm-hmm. So she was in there just a few, like not even 6 months, I believe. Yeah. Which is kind of crazy. And the man who she replaced was Neil Portnow, and he was like in some hot water because of what he said in 2018 about how women need to step up in order to be recognized equally to men at the awards ceremony. And a lot of people were upset about that, men and women alike, and it kind of like unofficially led to his resignation, I guess. I don't think he was pushed out, but he kind of knew his time was up.
Yeah. I mean, he'd been president for a while, and a lot of the things that he said during his reign, if you will, weren't great. He wasn't really liked within the industry anyway.
Right. For sure.
So I am looking at the Billboard article. I'll put it in the show notes about this whole situation. And basically, she was asked to be, well, she was placed on administrative leave literally 10 days before the Grammy Awards. And the quote here is, in light of concerns raised to the Recording Academy Board of Trustees, including a formal allegation of misconduct by a senior female member of the Recording Academy team, the board has placed Recording Academy President and CEO Deborah Duggan on administrative leave effective immediately. A statement provided to Billboard Wednesday night, January 16th, reads. So that was a statement that Billboard somehow got. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I saw it. I
saw it on the New York Times at first.
Yeah,
I was reading the New York Times article. One was updated, I think, yesterday.
Right.
Yeah. What I'm reading.
I first found out because I got an email because
it was on Music Business Worldwide.
No, I got an email, like a press release straight from
I also got Academy that.
Because we're part of Grammy U, the student organization.
Right.
Here it is. It was right as I was going to bed. It was like 12:30 a.m. On Thursday night. And it was just like a press release saying that she's been placed on administrative leave effective immediately. But obviously they didn't really go into detail. You know, they don't
They're having a third party investigation company team investigate the issue, and that the board chair Harvey Mason Jr. is now serving as interim president CEO, which I think is, but like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like I don't know enough about him to like really have an opinion.
Yeah.
It's just not a good look in general.
Especially not right before this event.
What I was thinking is whatever she did or allegedly did, it must have been really bad for them to like not be able to wait until after the ceremony, you know?
Yeah.
That like it must have been bad. It must have been serious. Or at least the allegations must have been serious. So
yeah.
I also read that I think I just read a headline that said this, that like her lawyer is launching her own kind of like investigation back the other way to kind of rebuttal, I guess.
That's fair. And
you know, fight it, I guess, because she of course is like claiming that she was like removed unfairly, I guess.
Yeah.
The whole thing is kind of shrouded in mystery right now, which is...
Well, she isn't making... Sense. She hasn't made a comment. No one that represents her has made a comment, right. But... This article says, according to a source,
right,
she was removed after a complaint was filed by Portnow's assistant, yeah. who worked for her temporarily, in which she was accused of a bullying management style, which contributed to the assistant taking a leave of absence.
Yeah, I mean, so that's what they're alleging, is that she just had, like, a not-so-good management style. And they said, oh, she didn't fit in from the beginning.
I also saw that on the New York Times post, yeah, picture, whatever article, it was, then, article.
Yeah.
And she had been trying to change a lot of the ways,
yeah,
of...
Yeah.
That was, like, her thing when she first took office, I guess you would,
yeah,
say.
She started, like, a task force for diversity.
Right. And so this article also says that everyone... She was a source of discomfort for everyone there,
right,
at the Recording Academy, because she was... coming to be an agent of change, and they didn't want change.
I guess
that's,
yeah,
me paraphrasing the quote.
Yeah, I guess they just wanted things to stay the way that they were, which, yeah, if that's the case, that's bad, because things were not super great.
Right, and I mean, the music industry already is pretty calculated in the way that things happen, and
yeah.
and it's very controversial in the way that women are treated in the music industry, so
right, right.
having a woman CEO, I was excited to have a,
yeah,
woman CEO of the Recording Academy,
me
because
too.
I thought it was a step forward for women.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, that's another big source, and Twitter was, like, up in arms yesterday,
yeah,
about it as well.
In the New York Times article I'm looking at, there's this paragraph from her lawyer, Brian, mm-hmm, Friedman, that says, this is a quote from him, "What has been reported is not nearly the story that needs to be told. When our ability to speak is not restrained by a 28-page contract and legal threats, we will expose what happens when you, quote-unquote, step up at the Recording Academy, a public nonprofit." So it seemed, that to me seems like she was getting in trouble for, like, making change, like, exactly what we were saying.
Right.
She was getting in trouble for... trying to, you know, move forward, change the way that things have been for all these years, and increase diversity, and, you know, not just in terms of, like, women and men, but just genre. It's as simple as genre, because a lot of people were angry that, like, a hip-hop album hasn't won Album of the Year since, like, the early 2000s, I think.
Mm.
Meanwhile, hip-hop's, like, the most popular genre right now,
right,
which just, you know, doesn't add up. Mm. So that's what had a lot of people angry, and they noticed that. I mean, every news source and, like, music podcast that I listened to was, like, always, like, let's see, each year, like, let's see if the Grammys finally got their shit together. And,
no, and it's always a mess.
And they're always, like, yeah, they kind of did, but they could have done better. Like, last year, you know, I was really happy. Kacey Musgraves won, you know, Album of the Year, so a woman won, and a woman also won Best New Artist, that was Dua Lipa, and a hip-hop song won both Record and Song of the Year, Childish Gambino with This Is America.
Right.
And so I was kind of like, okay, cool, like, diversity, yay. But then someone, I think it was probably Popcast, New York Times, they pointed out, okay, but a hip-hop album still hasn't won. Like, it still went to a country artist. And
right.
While Kacey Musgraves is amazing and she deserves that award completely, I kind of was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Like, I don't think anyone's going to be happy until a hip-hop album wins Album of the Year. But then even if that does happen, are people going to be happy then? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Like, it seems like there's always a complaint, which is why I try to give them the benefit of the doubt. But in this case, there's just no question that it's a bad look.
No, it is.
With this, you know, kind of internal,
yeah,
turnover.
Well, and I think the speech next week will be very interesting.
Oh, yes, it will.
Because what are they...
Really
I just,
excited.
I don't know what this chairperson is going to say to,
yeah,
like...
I don't even know what he
cover,
looks like.
I don't know what he looks like. I don't know what he's going to say to cover up this situation, because he's not going to be like... It's just a weird thing.
It's very weird. It's a very bad look for them.
Yeah.
But, I don't really know what's... I swear to you, I've defended them for so long while everybody else was attacking them, because, you know, I'm trying to be like, all right, let's look at it from a positive angle. But
right.
In this case, it's getting real hard to do that. I don't know who's, like, quote-unquote side to take right now, like, the Recording Academy.
Yeah, well,
Deborah Duggan,
we don't know enough about either,
yeah,
side.
So I don't want to make any I don't want to form any opinions yet,
right.
But I just know what I do know is, you know, it's a bad look.
It is a bad look. So we'll transition over into our predictions about the awards.
Yes.
So we're going to start with like the big four and yes. then we're going to transition into the categories based on genre.
Yeah. So we'll do who we think is going to win versus who we actually want to win.
Right. Who we think is going to win isn't necessarily who we would want to win, but based on what we know about the industry and what we know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you want to start with
Record of the Year. So the Record of the Year and the Song of the Year are different.
Yes. Let's explain this.
Right. So,
the Record of the Year, the simple way to explain it is that it goes to the producers, and like mixing, mastering, recording engineers
it's
the and
the team.
Artist. It's the actual production and
yeah.
recording versus Song of the Year, which goes just to the
just
songwriters.
For the song.
So
yeah.
it's more so about music and lyrics, less so about production.
So you could think about it as the two parts of a copyright.
The two parts of a copyright that we love
and
so much.
And this one is like the actual song, so the music part, I guess, or like the
Record of the Year is like the
yeah.
production.
Yeah.
And the actual, like, recording.
Right. That's what I was trying to get at.
Okay. Yeah. No, it is so confusing.
Yeah. No.
It genuinely is, so
and this is the
don't
one
worry about
this
it.
Is the one that people get really confused about and they just don't understand. So the Recording Academy describes it as award to artists and to the producers, recording engineers, and or mixers and mastering engineers if other than the artist.
Right. So a lot of times, like these days, the artist is slapped onto both because a lot of artists just get, you know, songwriting credits. But
right.
theoretically, like, if you record a song and it goes number one and it's awesome, but you didn't write it and you win Song of the Year, you wouldn't technically be getting
right.
that award. So it's just something important to keep in mind when we talk about the difference between those two things.
Yeah.
Also, sometimes people think Record of the Year means album because some people call out like albums records. So that's confusing as well. But
no, this is a singular song.
It's one song, and then there's Album of the Year.
Right,
which,
it's
in my
confusing.
Opinion, is like the biggest one. Some people see like Record of the Year as the biggest one, but
no, I
like the album.
I think Album of the Year.
Yeah.
So we'll go through the... And the nominees are... so, Hey Ma, Bon Iver, and all of his producers and engineers. There isn't anyone notable that would be like famous that everyone
yeah.
would know.
And if there is, we'll go through them, but we'll also
right.
put the link to the nominees on
right.
in the show notes.
The second one is Bad Guy Billie Eilish, and obviously Finneas is
yes.
credited as a producer and as an engineer.
Yes.
Seven Rings, Ariana Grande has a whole list of a team. But
it's her frequent
it's
collaborators,
her, yeah,
Tommy
it's
Brown,
the,
Victoria
it's
Monet.
The people that did the whole album.
Yeah, exactly.
Hard Place by her.
Oh, Ronnie Jerkins did the production on that
right.
one. He's a big name, so I just thought I'd mention that.
Yep. Talk, Khalid, Disclosure is on this one as a producer.
Right.
Lil Nas X, Old Town Road featuring Billy Ray Cyrus.
Truth Hurts, Lizzo.
Yeah.
Sunflower, Post Malone, and Swae Lee.
Louis Bell is a pretty big name right now.
Yeah.
So.
And he produces and engineers. I didn't know that he engineered too.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. That's,
so.
You learn a lot from these.
Good for him.
We'll
start with who we think is going to win.
Yeah. You want to go first, Abby?
Sure. I think Old Town Road is going to win.
Yeah. I think, yeah, this is the harder part for me. I kind of like easily know who I want, but
I'm not saying yeah this
yeah,
is who
yeah,
I think
this is, who we
is
think
gonna
will
win.
This is hard
Statistics.
Because yeah this is hard for me to predict because it's really trying to look into a crystal ball.
Yeah.
I definitely think Old Town Road is a contender, and there are eight nominees, like I'll mention, which is a slightly newer thing. There used to be just
right.
five in the general categories, and then for the sake of diversity they
right.
they expanded to eight. So it's, like, even harder to predict now, I think. But I think definitely Old Town Road is a big contender. But I also think that it could go to her because she's just a huge Grammy darling. Like, they
she
love
is.
Her. And she performed the song Hard Place last year
yeah.
at the ceremony. So it's all...
Because that came out right at the deadline.
Yeah.
It came out, I think it came out a little bit after the deadline, but it came out in 2018, technically.
Right. With her, it's, like, kind of confusing because she won, I think, like, Best R&B Album last year, and in her speech, she was like, it's not even an album, like, it's a mixtape, and then it's kind of the same thing this year. We'll go into, like, the album she was nominated for, right. Spoiler, but it's the same thing. It's not even really an album. It's two EPs she put out, and then she put them together.
Right, and then she put them together.
So that begs the question, like, when do you, you know, when do you consider that to have been released? So.
That's the same thing with Lizzo, with exactly. Truth Hurts. It's Truth Hurts came out in 2016, but because she put it on her album that came out this past year.
Right, on the deluxe version.
On the deluxe version, yeah. It can be nominated. Yeah. So a lot of loopholes. Right, so a lot of people were giving her backlash for that. I didn't see anything about her having any backlash for that.
Yeah, no, I just heard, you know, because people were talking about Lizzo, it was probably right. On a podcast, and I heard someone be like, well, you know, it's the same thing with her. Basically, right. In general, the Grammys have just always been weird about, like, eligibility dates. We'll talk about Best New Artist later, but mm-hmm. That's
a whole hotly thing.
Debated topic. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, I think it either goes to Hard Place or Old Town Road. Mm-hmm. If not one of those two, then, like, maybe the Bon Iver song. He also is kind of like a Grammy darling. Mm. Maybe. I mean, the thing is, like, crazy shit happens. You know? I know. I don't think anyone expected Beck to be Beyonce.
No.
So it's just, like, important to keep that in mind.
Right. So yeah. Who do we want to win?
You can start go. Again. Oh, me again? Yeah. Okay, I'll start. You're going to get bored of me saying this over and over again, but I want Billie Eilish to win.
Right.
I definitely think Bad Guy is an incredible song. Mm-hmm. The whole album, I think, is incredible, which, again, we'll go into, but... it's just really special to me because she and her brother created this song, you know, in her bedroom, in their house.
Right.
And, it ended up becoming such a big, huge song. And it was obviously, like, blocked from going number one for a good amount of weeks by Old Town Road. So I kind of see it as, like, the underdog. It did end up going number one for 1 week, but, it just, I don't know. To me, it's a special song. It stands out amongst the rest. I actually like a lot of songs in here. I love Truth Hurts. Love yeah. Seven Rings. So
yeah.
I honestly would be happy with, like, most of these people winning. Mm-hmm. I guess just those three I said. Bad Guy, Seven Rings,
yeah.
Truth Hurts. But if I had to pick one, I would say Bad Guy. I'm a huge Billie Eilish fan. It's as simple as that. Right. What about you, Abby?
I'm a huge Lizzo fan, so I would love Truth Hurts to win. I think that...
I would love that too. Listen.
Yeah, I mean, Lizzo is a person... has come so far, mm-hmm. and I'm a sucker for the fact that she was a flute major when she yes. was in college.
We love that. If you didn't know,
she went to school in Texas, and I'm pretty sure University of Texas at Austin.
I'm not sure, actually, but I'll believe you.
And she was a, like, flute major.
Flautist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because I played the flute all of, like, elementary, middle, and high school, and then my first year in college, she just gets me on another level, I don't know. And it's I love how confident she is. Oh, and she's too. Performing, which we'll get into yeah. also. She's performing, and a lot of people have been criticizing her for her size, because she is a larger woman.
Yeah, yeah.
And that she wears risque, clothes, and I think yeah. Truth Hurts really gets at that.
Totally.
At the point where she's just kind of saying, you know, I'm going to do what I want, and yeah, if you that. Don't like it, whatever. And so I think that she's honestly a great role model.
She really is.
Especially for young women in the music industry. She worked her butt off to yeah, get to where she is.
Absolutely.
And it didn't happen overnight. She didn't.
Not even close.
Not even close. Like, she really put in the work, so right. I really would love her to win that.
And the fact that she, like, never gave up. Like, to me, I would feel like if I released a single in 2017 and it didn't smash by the end of that year, I would have been like, all right, on to the next one. But
right, she kept pushing. And then it got all these sync deals and then, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So yeah. I totally agree. I think she's an amazing role model for women and body positivity. I genuinely do think of her, like, in the morning when I'm getting dressed and, like, her confidence.
Yeah.
And, you know, I try to emulate it in my own life personally. Real personal moment there, but I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that.
No.
And I actually, while you were talking about her flute skills, I remembered something that I heard on another podcast probably, that, you know, that could be a reason why she might actually be a contender to win, because the Grammys love someone who can play an instrument.
Right.
Because, you know.
And she features her the flute, and she plays a piccolo too.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't know, she has an Instagram for her flute. It's called Sasha B. Flutin.
Oh my god, I love that.
Her flute's name is Sasha.
That's so cute.
Like Sasha Fierce, like
yeah.
So
I mean, a lot of other people on here, I guess I don't know for sure, but I would say people like Lil Nas X and Post Malone and Ariana and Billie aren't, like, known for any specific instrumentation.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, Ariana's known for her voice, and all these people are talented in their own right, of course. But the fact that Lizzo is, like, a known flute player, I think I heard somebody say, like, oh, she might take that one because the Grammys love a good, you know, instrumentalist.
Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons I say Old Town Road is going to win is because of Columbia's marketing with Old Town Road and how they did all of those remixes.
Yeah, that's true.
And how they kept it at number one. And I think that it was in everyone's faces. So I feel like the voting, everyone that was voting is thinking about it the most.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can't get that song out of my head.
Yeah.
You know, because it was so present.
Right. But then again, I mean, people said the same thing about Despacito when it was nominated for, also, it was, like, Record and Song of the Year, and it lost both. People were like, oh, you know, well, just because it was number one for
it doesn't mean it really doesn't mean anything.
But
it doesn't.
Anything could happen.
Right.
Old Town Road could win, and people would be like, yeah, well, I guess it was the biggest hit, but then, like, the Her song could win, and people could be like, oh, well, just because you're, you know what I mean? People will justify it either way, so.
All right, we'll move on to Album of the Year.
Yes, I'll do the, and the nominees are.
Yeah.
I for Bon Iver, Norman fucking Rockwell by Lana Del Rey.
Jack Antonoff did all of that as well.
Yeah, he's a big name on there.
Yeah.
When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? By Billie Eilish, again, a lot of credits there go to Phineas, her brother.
She and the two of them wrote it, if you didn't know that.
Right.
They're the only two songwriters.
Yeah. Thank You Next, Ariana Grande. Same people are kind of credited here, like Tommy Brown, Victoria
Well,
Monet.
Max Martin's also on here. He wasn't on
Ilya
the single.
And Savin Kotecha.
Savin Kotecha.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but he's amazing.
And he did all of One Direction.
Yeah, he's like a legend in the pop, pure pop world. So we love him. I Used to Know Her by Her. Trying to see. I think it's probably a lot of the same songwriters and
she
and
gets
producers.
Credit on producing and
as the single.
Yeah.
Seven by Lil Nas X. I'm just going to skip right to the next one.
He doesn't even have credits for songwriting.
Period. Yeah, he doesn't, which is weird.
I mean, no, it's not.
Yeah. Because I Love You, Deluxe by Lizzo.
She's Melissa Jefferson, if you didn't
know. Yes, okay, I was just going to say, I was like, that name looks so familiar.
Yeah, that's her Melissa name, Jefferson. Melissa Jefferson. That's where the Liz comes from.
Right. And then Father of the Bride by Vampire Weekend. So, of course, all the...
And Ezra is their lead singer.
Right.
And he has all the credits.
The credits go to Ezra. And also Ariel Reichstad. Again, not sure if I'm pronouncing that, but he's also like a legend in the pop world. He worked with like Carly Rae Jepsen a few times. So can I start by just saying I don't really care which album wins as long as one of them absolutely does not?
Which one don't you want to win?
Seven.
Oh, yeah. I didn't listen to it.
Ooh, that pisses me off. Me either. That is what has me most heated about the Grammy noms this year. Everything else, whatever you think, I can let it slide. But, like, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, when Despacito was nominated, just to compare, that was the last really big, huge, long-running number one. Mm-hmm. It was nominated for Record of the Year, Song of the Year.
Right.
But the album that it lived on by Luis Fonsi didn't have any recognition, you know? Because
he does a lot better on his features.
Yeah. And it's possible that he's also won some Latin Grammys, but that's not the point. The point is, you know, just because you have a huge hit on an album, and it's not even an album, it's an EP.
Right.
Seven is through and through. It is an EP. It has seven songs, and two of them are Old Town Road.
Right. So, I was going to say two of them
I'm
are Old Town Road.
I'm sorry, but...
And Panini is, like, what, 2 minutes long?
There's just no way that was nominated for any reason other than, like, he was a big name out there this year because of one huge song.
Oh, yeah.
If the song wins, fine. I can sleep at night. It was a huge song.
Mm-hmm.
But if that album wins, that EP wins, I'm going to be pretty pissed. Even I Used to Know Her, it's two EPs, but at least it was, like, repackaged as an album.
Right.
You know, even that I can let it slide, but 7 and EP being nominated for Album of the Year is just so whack to me. It's just so whack. But yeah. Anyways, now we can get into our regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah. So I don't like Lana Del Rey. I've never liked Lana Del Rey. Her voice sounds like someone crying, and I have that and can't listen to it. So that's a no from me.
Yeah.
I am not the biggest fan of Billie Eilish. I can only listen to her in like small doses because I'm not into the whole like whisper singing thing. So, I mean, she's incredibly talented, but I listened to the album once and then I was like, all right. And then I listened to songs that I like and that's it. Like, I'm not going back for that. 'Cause I Love You gets me because, again, like we just said, it was out and it didn't do well. And then
yeah, it was like, 2017?
Yeah, it came out, I think it came out in 2017.
Oh, no, actually, wait, I take it back. That's not what happened. 'Cause I Love You came out this year, like 2019. But the reason that it has to be deluxe is because the deluxe version is the only one that includes Truth Hurts.
I know.
And the Grammys probably only wanted to nominate it because of Truth Hurts.
That's what I was going to say.
Sorry if I interrupted you.
No. I was going to say, once we started talking about it, I was going to say, the Truth Hurts came out in 2017. And then 'Cause I Love You came out during last year, 2019.
So during the eligibility period.
Yeah, but the only one that's nominated is the deluxe version, not the regular version.
Right.
Which is what actually came out this year.
Right.
Right.
Which is just that, and then, like, 7 being nominated is also just kind of proof that, like...
I just don't understand.
These days, the album of the year category is just, like, where the big songs come from, those albums. You know what I mean? With some exceptions, like, you know, Father of the Bride and
I would love Father of the Bride to win.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Because it's a really, really great album. Vampire Weekend's first album in a very, very long time. I think it was like 6 years.
Yeah.
And I worked the album.
That's right.
But also...
The release party you threw for that album was very
But
fun.
Also, it's just so good.
And also, it's a good album, yeah.
Yeah, and that's basically it. I just think that I really don't want 7 to win because I agree it's not an album. It's an EP plus a track.
Literally.
It's not even because one of those tracks is the same track twice. Yeah. Just adding Billy Ray Cyrus.
Exactly.
And then one of the... Isn't... I'm going to look it
Let's
up
look
right
it up.
Now.
This is important. We're angry.
Yeah.
What is it? 7.
Even
like,
when I look at
it,
it doesn't even pop up.
It says 7 rings is the first thing that comes up on Spotify. Oh, because it's actually called 7 EP. That is the God-given title of the EP. Like, what? It's in the goddamn title. Ugh, I'm angry.
Oh, yeah.
It's 18 minutes.
It has 8 tracks, but it's 18 minutes.
It's 18
minutes. But it's because the track number is what makes an album, not the length of it.
Right.
So because it's 8 tracks, it can be considered an album.
Yeah,
if it was
again,
7, it wouldn't
what
be.
If 2 of them are the same freaking song?
Just well, they're counting it as an album.
It just grinds my gears, is
yeah,
all.
Yeah,
I
agree with that.
Yeah. So who you said you would want?
I want
Father of the Bride. Who do you think will get it?
Who do I think?
Like, if you had to predict.
I kind of think Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
I think that she's a really, really strong contender for this, and I think that they're Billie and Phineas are fan favorites at this point.
Yeah, totally.
And I think that everyone in the industry really likes them.
Yeah.
They did a really great interview with Howard Stern that I was listening to.
I need to listen to that.
So when we were in Florida, we had Sirius.
Oh, yeah.
Radio in the car. And we were driving across Alligator Alley, and it was on, there was, like, a rewind on whatever station we were listening to. And it was Howard Stern's Interviews of the Year, and he had, like, a really good 2-hour interview with Billy and Phineas.
Okay, I know what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah, no, it was it's really good. And they're just great. You can tell that they really honestly are best friends, even though they're siblings.
So
they're so, like, far apart in age.
Yeah. It's so
They're like
cute.
8 years apart or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That kind of goes into who I want to win is.
Right, I was going to say, so who do you want to win and who do you think is going to win?
When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go by Billie Eilish is the one I would want to win. But again, it's the same thing. I would be so happy if Ariana won. I would be so happy if Lizzo won.
Right.
I would even be happy for Vampire Weekend and Lana Del Rey. Oh, and just to like, you know, also go on my opinions about Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
I don't really hate her, like, I don't really dislike her, but I always try to get into her music, and I just can't do it. Like, it's just, to me, it's just very, like, long and droning, you know,
right.
Which, you know, some people, I guess they like it, but, like, for me, I'll listen to select songs. Like, I think there was one on this album that I liked, I think it was the title track. I liked the title track. It was like the first track, but then as I kept listening, I did try to give it a chance, and it just, for me, kind of just
they all sound dragged the same.
On. Yeah. But I will say, like, and Taylor Swift talked about this in her Billboard Women of the Year, or Decade, excuse me, speech about how, like, basically every pop artist right now was, you know, is inspired by her. And that I agree with.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, I can't, I have so much respect for her, but I just, like, can't get into her. So, but I would be happy for her if she won still. Yeah. But yeah, I definitely, if I had to pick one, I would say Billie, for all the same reasons, you know, that I said for the single. She's amazing to me. I think it's incredible what she's achieved at this young age.
It's crazy.
And I just love her music. Like you said, how you aren't really into the whole whisper singing thing.
Yeah.
I kind of agree, but I don't know. There's something about the tone of her voice that...
No, she has a really great voice.
Right, that I really love.
She's just one of those people that I don't go back and listen to over and over like I would go back and listen to Maggie.
Right, exactly. But I will say what stands out to me about this album is the production. And if
the production's so good.
If the credits for that have to go to Finneas, that's fine. I love Finneas. I'm a huge fan of his solo work as well. But I'm pretty sure Billie has some...
She does.
...producing credits.
No, I think she does.
Yeah, I think she did the outro kind of switch up to Bad Guy, which I love. So I think like if I had to predict her career going forward, I think she's probably going to get more into producing.
Yeah.
It seems like she's got a really, you know, she's got like a knack for it.
Yeah.
So I would love for that album to win. In terms of who I think is going to win, I kind of want to say her.
Yeah. I think like, she's going to win it.
I feel like her could get it. Or Billie.
Oh, her as in. Oh, yeah. I thought you meant Billie.
Let me be clear.
Oh, but her as in H-E-R.
I know it's confusing that. Yeah. You know, H-E-R. It is pronounced.
Yeah.
Her,
no, I so think it's that like, it's gonna. Yeah. I think it's between the two of them because. But that way, album is yeah. so good,
oh,
and
it's great.
So smooth.
Great R&B album.
And the transitions between songs are so smooth.
Yeah, exactly.
And it all just flows together and tells a story.
Yeah.
And, like, not to brag or anything, but I saw her live. when I was in New York. And she was like, she's just so cool. She's with the little sunglasses.
Yeah, she's
and
amazing.
Be like, yeah, she's
I met
really
her too,
cool.
actually, through Grammy U.
Yeah.
She did a sound check, and she was super nice to me. Like, I asked her a question, and she answered it very kindly, not like other people, but we won't
That's
get into
a story
that
for
right
another
now.
Time.
It's a story for another time. I'm going to cry. But no, she was really nice. And she's so talented. And I'm pretty sure I also heard that her manager, like, either used to or still does manage Alicia Keys, who the Grammys also love. Obviously, she's hosting for the second year in
right.
a row.
Right, I was going to say she's hosting again.
So I think, I guess I heard that that's a reason, you know, why she's, like, a Grammy darling. But, yeah, they love her. She won Best R&B Album last year, and I think she was also nominated for Album of the Year, so maybe this is the year that they give it to her. Either her or Billie Eilish, I think.
All right.
I would predict. But we can move into Song of the Year now.
All right. So Song of the Year is the Songwriters Award. The Grammys say a song is eligible if it was first released or if it first achieved prominence during the year of eligibility. So that's why Truth Hurts is still nominated, even though it wasn't released. It achieved prominence.
That literally, I feel like that line is literally there because of Lizzo. Like,
yeah.
Not really, but I feel like.
So the nominees are Always Remember Us This Way, Lady Gaga.
There are some notable songwriters on there.
Yeah.
Hillary Lindsay, Lori McKenna, Natalie Hemby.
Well,
and
this
Gaga
was
herself.
In.
It was from A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
And a lot of those songwriters, I think. Pretty sure it's all women songwriters, which now that I'm reading, it's pretty cool.
That's cool.
I think they're all big in like the country scene.
Interesting.
So, or like folk kind of Americana scene.
Gotcha. All right. Bad Guy, Billie and Finneas. Bring My Flowers Now is sung by Tanya Tucker, written by Brandi Carlile.
Another Grammy darling.
Phil Hansroth, Tim Hansroth, and Tanya Tucker. Hard Place, sung by her, written by her, Ruby Amafu. Sam Ashworth is notable. I don't know how you say the first
it's
girl's
fine.
Name.
It's well, fine. You know. We
yeah.
Can, we'll put it in the show
notes. That's fine.
And Ronnie Jerkins is another notable name.
Lover is just Taylor Swift, which we knew. Norman fucking Rockwell is Jack Antonoff and Lana Del Rey. Someone You Loved, Louis Capaldi. I don't know any of these
people.
Yeah,
I don't know them either.
And then Truth Hurts, are all the same, are Lizzo and...
Jesse St. John is kind of notable, at least to me. He works with Kim Petras a lot, so that's how I know him.
All right. Who do you think is going to win?
Oh, gosh. I think this one could go to Taylor.
Okay.
But I also think it could go to her. I think her could sweep, honestly, these first three categories. Brandi Carlile's also a Grammy darling, so it could go to the Tanya Tucker song. Mm. This is a hard one.
This is a weird really hard one.
And it's weird, yeah. If I have to pick, I would pick probably her, H-E-R. Okay.
And who do you want to win?
I almost said Bad Guy, but, like, again, now that I think about it, what I really like about that song is the production and not necessarily the songwriting.
Right.
I would totally be happy if it won, and if Billy swept, that would be cool. But none of these other songs, like, really stand out to me. I guess Truth Hurts would be, like, the one I would go with. Mm-hmm. But again, I mean, I'm thinking about it as I say it. Is it the songwriting that I love or the production? As a music listener in general, I generally care more about production than songwriting. So it is hard for me to, like, have a strong opinion about this one. I know which song I like the best, but I don't necessarily know which songwriter I like the best. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'll say Truth Hurts to sum up.
All right.
What about you?
I think the Lady Gaga song's gonna win.
Yeah, I could see that.
I could see that. Yeah, A Star Is Born was a really big movie.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And I think all of the songwriters are pretty notable, so I just have a feeling that one is going to win.
And I feel like they want to milk the...
Lady Gaga does lately...
Yeah, that's true. I think they would want to milk the idea that, like, a song won that was, like, all female songwriters.
Yeah. And I mean, that song is very lyrical anyway, so that's true. That makes more sense.
Yeah, I would.
The rest of them aren't that lyrical.
That's true. Yeah.
I've never heard "Bring My Flowers" now, so I can't really say much about it.
Yeah.
Someone You Loved is annoying.
I don't like that song. It's so annoying. I don't want it to win, and I don't think it'll win.
I think I've said this before, but he is a Walmart version of Ed Sheeran. Tell me he's not. Look up a picture of Louis Capaldi. Look up a picture of him, and you will see that he looks like a Walmart version of Ed Sheeran. Not saying he's not talented, but I just find him annoying.
He's funny. His social media is pretty funny, but that's about it. That's where my opinions end.
Yeah, I think Truth Hurts could win here as well.
Yeah.
I think for me, most of Lizzo's songs are very catchy in the production, but I do think that the words here are important too.
Right, absolutely. I mean, yeah, she does have some really creative, like, wordplay in this song, which could get her the award.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll move into Best New Artist. The nominees are Black Pumas, Billie Eilish, Lil Nas X, Lizzo, Maggie Rogers, Rosalia, Tank and the Bangas, and Yola.
I don't know who Yola is.
Not YOLO, which I swear to God I almost said. Shout out to Drake.
I don't know who Yola is.
Me either. Let me Google Yola. And why don't you start?
Okay. So who do I think is going to win? Rosalia.
Yeah, I could see that.
She's huge.
I could see that, yeah.
She is, like, the poster child for Sony.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's really great.
Let me just say, her choreography is impeccable.
Oh, like, she's a queen. She's a pop queen.
She can dance. Like, she
She's a true, dance. I believe she's a true pop star.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I think she'll win. Who do I want to win? Obviously, I want my girl Maggie to win.
Yeah.
I really want her to win. I don't know that it'll happen, though.
Yeah, I think she's kind of an underdog here.
She is, because she doesn't have the same type of fame that everyone else has that's in this category, I think.
And she's also, like, not nominated for any of the other big awards, which, like, I'm not saying that that's good or bad. I would have loved to see her in a past life, you know, be up there, but it just is very telling. That's a very Grammy thing to do, is to award the person who has, like, the most nominations in general.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's No, I know.
Sometimes it happens where, like, say Billie Eilish loses the first three awards, so then they kind of give her Best New Artist as, like, a consolation.
Right. I honestly think that she's going to win.
Who?
Billie Eilish. Other ones. I think it's interesting Black Pumas is in there.
Yeah, shout out to ATL Records again. I love
them. Because I guess I didn't realize that they were a new artist.
Yeah, I think that it's a duo, and they
So that's
they
what,
both had like previous musical careers, but this is the first time they came together.
All right.
And under this name.
Gotcha.
So I think that's what, I mean, crazier shit has happened in this category.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
All right, who do you think is gonna win?
I think it's a toss-up between Rosalia and Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly could see Billie sweeping.
I could see too. I just know how
people have predicted that.
I've seen,
and I could see it. It wouldn't be crazy.
But I also would really love for Rosalia to win that.
Oh yeah, I would love for Rosalia to win. She's amazing. But
she is.
I actually love a lot of the nominees here. I love Billie, Lizzo, Maggie, and Rosalia, and I semi-love Black Pumas. I don't really care about Lil Nas X. And I looked up Yola, and I believe she got big because of, like, a tiny desk.
Oh, that's cool.
Kind of situation. Or, like, something to do with NPR.
Oh. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so she, you know, again, it kind of makes sense that she got nominated because she's, like, a singer-songwriter and she's an instrumentalist, you know, she plays guitar, so, like, again, the Grammys love that kind of, like, raw talent kind of thing.
Right.
I definitely want to check out her music. Quickly reading her Wikipedia page makes me think that I would like her music based on her, you know, related artists. But yeah, so honestly, this is hard for me because, like, between who I want to win, because, like, Maggie is so amazing and she doesn't have any other nominations and I want her to win something so badly, but I also would love Billie to sweep. So it's like, it's hard. I honestly would be so happy if Billie won the first three and then Maggie won the fourth. That would be a great day for both of us. I feel like but yeah, in terms, I definitely think Maggie's an underdog here.
Yeah. No, I know,
but it would be freaking sensational if she won.
Yeah,
I think I want those two to win equally, but I also love Lizzo and Rosalia, so it's like, it's hard.
I do think the people that have made the most impact are Billie, Lizzo, and Rosalia.
Yeah.
So that's why I think that...
Maybe Lil Nas X, but I don't think he's going
to
win.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, that's the same thing as, like, him being nominated for Album of the Year. Like, why is he nominated for Best New Artist if he just has, like, one song that was huge?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I just don't... I don't get that. So let's get to it.
To the pop category, because that's our forte.
Yes.
Best pop solo performance is for new vocal or instrumental pop recording, singles, or tracks only. So Spirit, Beyonce; Bad Guy, Billie Eilish; Seven Rings, Ariana Grande; Truth Hurts, Lizzo; You Need to Calm Down, Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I feel like I sound like a broken record, but I want Billie to win. I sound so annoying.
And who do you
right
think
now.
Is going to win?
Who do I think is going to win? Definitely either Billie, Ariana, or Lizzo. It's the same thing where if you're in the big four and you're, like, nominated somewhere else, you're, like, gonna win. So, like, someone who was nominated in the big four is gonna win. You know what I mean?
That's like
a common thing. Of course, anything could happen.
Right.
But in terms of who I think is gonna win, I could see it going to Billie or Ariana.
Okay.
In terms of who I want to win, it's the same. Actually, I would be fine with any of these lovely ladies winning. Like, Beyonce's in here. I don't think Beyonce's gonna win because she historically gets snubbed over and over and over again.
I want her to win.
I would be thrilled.
I love
if she won.
That album that goes with
yeah.
the album Spirit
right,
is
right.
so good, and we know that I ride or die with Beyonce.
Yes.
So I want her to win. I think You Need to Calm Down is a trash song, so I don't
agree.
I don't want that on there. I mean, yeah, her vocals were fine. They weren't great though, and when she sings it live, she doesn't sound good.
But also, a lot of people think that, and we'll get into this for, like, pop vocal album, but a lot of people think that just because vocals in the title, it means that it's supposed to reward the person with the best vocals. That's not what it means. It just means it's not instrumental.
No, right.
In terms of...
No, I'm just saying that she doesn't sound good in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
her songwriting is whatever. I think it's a stupid song, and I think that when she performs it live, she doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Her songwriting, to me, shines in other places.
Yeah, this one felt like it was
shines in Cruel Summer, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's the only track on that album I actually like.
Exactly.
So.
we can talk about that later.
So I want Beyonce to win. She's probably not going to win, and
right.
I think that Billie or Lizzo could take this one, too.
Isn't that crazy that we live in a world where, like, Beyoncé is here and she probably can't win it. Like,
I will say she dropped a fire collab with Ivy Park and it sold out in 2 minutes.
I was in an Uber yesterday and I like was driving past some store, I don't know, in Center City, and like there was a huge ad.
Really?
For Adidas times.
Really?
Times Ivy Park, yeah.
I wonder if I can get the shoes in person.
I was like,
she did her own Ultra Boost and they're a maroon color and that's my favorite color.
Like, I would
to wear.
I would love some Ivy Park stuff.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it I didn't think I could ever wear. It's a lot of like jumpsuits.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, we're short. So.
Yeah. And it's like a lot, it's tracksuits and like a one piece tracksuit jumpsuit thing.
Yeah.
I was not into it, but the shoes I was into.
Yeah, the shoes are gorgeous.
All right. Moving on to the next one.
Best pop duo or group performance. So this is for a new vocal or instrumental duo or group or collaborative pop recording, singles and tracks only. So this could go to like a band or just like a feature. So the nominees are Boyfriend by Ariana Grande and Social House, Sucker by the Jonas Brothers, Old Town Road by Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus, specifically that version because that's right. The one that's like a duo. Sunflower by Post Malone and Sway Lee, and Senorita by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. You start.
I think Old Town Road is going to win.
I agree. Simple.
I would like the Jonas Brothers to win, but they're not going to.
Yeah.
I know that.
Honestly,
that's also one of the weaker songs on the album.
Right, right, right. I don't love any of the songs nominated here.
I don't either.
Like, I love Ariana as an artist,
but I don't think that was
not
a good song.
Strongest song.
It wasn't a good song.
If I had to pick, I would say Sunflower. Like, it's kind of like, I sometimes kind of like bop to it.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh my god, it's Sunflower.
It's catchy.
But yeah, if I had to pick which one, you know, I would want
Senorita's to win. Annoying.
I do not like that song.
And they're really awkward. My sister loves Shawn Mendes.
He has some good songs.
He does.
Like
he's
deep,
very
like
talented.
Deep cuts. But I hate almost every single
Senorita, I just don't. Yeah, I'm not into it.
Yeah, I mean, good luck to them. But yeah. I think this one's going to Old Town Road. So, I mean, all the more reason why he doesn't deserve anything in the Big Four. Because he can take this and be a Grammy-winning artist and move on
right.
with it. All right. Next, we'll do Best Pop Vocal Album.
Yes.
Why don't you go ahead and read about that one?
For albums containing at least 51% playing time of new vocal pop recordings.
Yeah, so it just means
half
not instrumental
of it,
to be eligible. Like, it needs to be vocal.
I was going
to
say, it meaning new vocal pop recordings, meaning that half of it has to be brand new.
Yeah, that's part of it, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you can put singles that have come out already
right,
on
exactly.
It.
But as long as 51% of playing time, more than half. Yeah. But also, I mean, I'm telling you, people get so conflicted, like, when Taylor has been nominated for a pop vocal album in the past that they're like, oh, but her vocals suck. I'm like, they're not awarding the vocals. That's just, they're describing the album
right.
that there are vocals on it. Anyways, go ahead.
Okay. So, The Lion King, The Gift, Beyonce. When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Billie Eilish. Thank You Next, Ariana Grande. Number 6 Collaborations Project, Ed Sheeran. Lover, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I have opinions about Ed Sheeran.
Me too. I was literally just going to say that.
I used to love him.
Yeah.
Loved him.
Yeah.
It was One Direction and Ed Sheeran. I've seen Ed Sheeran. I met him. I've seen him 3 times.
Right.
Like,
I feel like all 1D fans were also
Ed
Sheeran
and I think
fans.
His first album was really great.
Right.
What the was one it? That...
Plus?
Yeah. The one with the orange cover is Plus. Multiply was fine. The one with the green cover. And Divide was not my favorite.
It's just a downward slope.
And then this collaborations project, to me, doesn't make sense that he would be nominated for a vocal album award as a solo artist because all of his songs are collaborations.
It's literally in the title.
So it doesn't make sense that he would be receiving this award.
Yeah, I think that they literally were like, oh, we have one more slot to fill. And who are we going to give it to? Oh, Ed Sheeran.
Like, I really like him, and some of the songs are really good, but it doesn't make sense for this to be nominated in this category.
It makes no sense. And, like, I feel like Number 6 Collaborations for him was, like, I'm bored, I'm going to record an album. Like, it wasn't a real project. It was kind of like a throwaway.
He's known for doing collaboration projects.
Right.
But
at this point
he did, like, a Number 5 collaborations back back in 2010 right. he did it.
I mean, that's, like, when he was trying to, like, break out, though. You know what right. I mean? This is probably, I swear, I feel like it was just, like, a throwaway, like, something to do.
Well, I think it was because he writes all of these songs, and he's a big songwriter. Right. Exactly. So I think he wrote all these songs. Other people wanted to record him, and he was like, why don't I do it and have you on it?
Yeah, and do this.
And then I can get more money for
and
it.
And then I can get more Grammy nominations.
Might too. Have been. I don't know.
So I don't want that one to win.
Okay, so who do you want to win?
Who do I want to win? Honestly, like, if I'm being genuine, I want the Beyonce album to win. But, like, mm-hmm. if I'm being realistic of, like, what has a chance, I want the Billie album to win.
Okay. The Beyonce album is...
So I kind of answered both.
The Beyonce album is interesting, too, because it's also a lot of collaborations.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not just Beyonce. It's Beyonce, Jay-Z's on a bunch of it, and then it's a bunch of artists
right.
That are actually from different regions in Africa or wherever. So... I would love her to win, but I also don't really get why she's getting that nomination for this as well.
Yeah, I think it
mostly was because it's a companion album to The Lion King, so shouldn't it go into soundtrack. I guess it's not a soundtrack
yeah,
either.
Exactly.
Like where do you it's yeah, confusing.
It's kind of just like floating in between, and I feel like they always feel like they have to give her a nomination, but they never let her win.
Yeah.
It's so whack.
So I would love her to win. I think Ariana's gonna take this one.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I think
I really think that Lover is one of Taylor Swift's worst
it's
albums.
It's so bad.
So I don't like that it's nominated for this.
I just can't believe that.
I think everyone can agree that 1989 was her best album, and she doesn't even like that album.
Crazy. I think like Red is her best album, but honestly, 1989, Speak Now, Red, and Reputation are all on the same level for me,
yeah.
and that is God tier. And Lover is so bad.
Lover's not good.
I am so sick of everybody. Every podcast I listen to, they literally act like this is the greatest album of all time. And I'm really sick of it because I just don't get it. Does it have good tracks on it?
No.
Sure.
I mean, yes.
Some.
Cruel Summer's the only good track for me.
I think, like, Cruel Summer, The Man.
The Man is good.
Which, what are the other ones I like? I Think He Knows and False God. That's four songs on, like, an 18-track album.
Yeah.
Other than that...
I was embarrassed by some of, what, The London Boy?
London Boy is so cringeworthy. Death by a Thousand Cuts is a huge fan favorite, and that song makes me cringe so hard because
yeah.
of the very beginning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not even going to imitate it, but, like,
no.
me and my sister imitate it all the time. It's just this very ugly noise she's making with her mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
Me? Bad. You need
me,
to calm down.
I don't even
bad.
Recognize as a song. It's just, like, a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's so bad. So, I don't see her winning. I don't think she deserves to win for this album. I thought Reputation deserved last year. But we're not talking about last year.
Right. All right. So. We're going to skip to R&B.
Yes.
Best R&B performance is for new vocal or instrumental R&B recordings. This is anything.
Right.
Love Again. Again. I said again really weird. Love Again. Daniel Caesar and Brandy. Could Have Been. Her featuring Bryson Tiller. Exactly How I Feel. Lizzo featuring Gucci Mane. Roll Some Mo'. Lucky Day. Come Home, Anderson .Paak featuring Andre 3000.
I think this is going to her. I feel like that's just no question.
Well, Bryson Tiller's really big, too.
Exactly, yeah.
I would love Anderson .Paak to win.
Yeah, I would like that, too. I like the Lucky Day song as well.
The Lucky Day one's really good, too.
And I like Daniel Caesar, too, actually. This is a pretty stacked category.
Obviously, I love Lizzo. I just don't think that one's gonna win.
I don't think
it's one of my favorites. I really like that one.
You do? Yeah. It's good. It's not one of my favorites on the album, but it's definitely good, and I see why it got nominated, you know.
Yeah.
But I definitely think this one's going to her.
I think it's going to her or Anderson .Paak.
Yeah, I could see that.
Anderson .Paak hasn't won anything.
He deserves. He's very underrated.
He is. You can go next one.
Okay, so for best traditional R&B performance, we have new vocal or instrumental traditional R&B recordings, so pretty vague in the difference.
I was gonna say,
there.
What's a traditional R&B recording versus whatever?
Yeah, that I feel like
R&B recordings. What's the difference?
Is very confusing.
It's the same category.
It's very like subjective. Like
right.
if you ask someone what traditional is versus asking the person to their right what traditional is,
right.
it's very weird.
Yeah.
But either way,
yeah.
We have Time Today by BJ the Chicago Kid. Steady Love by India Ari, Jerome by Lizzo, Real Games by Lucky Day, and Built for Love by PJ Morton featuring Jasmine Sullivan. I would love for Jerome to win because
Same.
That's like one of my favorites on
it's
the album.
So good.
It's so cute. And I think that is probably what will win.
Yeah. I don't know India Ari.
Oh, I love older India Ari. Like, I don't think I've listened to anything new she's released, but some of her, like, older albums I love. She's, like, a touchstone for a lot of R&B artists, so.
Yeah, I'd like Jerome to win. I think it is gonna win. And I would also be down for Lucky Day to win.
Yeah, totally. I think it's interesting that Lizzo has so many different songs nominated. I feel like usually it's the same one, like you see again, like with Billy, it's like it's Bad Guy in each one, and
right.
for Ariana, you know, it's like Seven Rings or whatever. So she's kind of like, that's pretty cool. I mean, that's almost saying like that there's a lot of really good songs on this record, which is, I think, a lot stronger than just, oh, there's one good song on this record. But yeah, next is Best R&B Song.
So this one's for the songwriters.
Exactly.
Same thing as the pop song.
Right.
Could have been her featuring Bryson Tiller. Her is one of the songwriters on that. Look at Me Now, Emily King, No Guidance, Chris Brown, Roll Some Mo', Lucky Day, Say So, PJ Morton featuring JoJo.
I would love for Look at Me Now to win by Emily King.
I was going to say, I would love for Emily King to win.
Emily King is so talented. And
I saw her live. She opened for Sarah Bareilles. Oh,
that's right.
She's so good.
I'm jealous. She's amazing. Yeah, she is on ETO. So another shout out to ETO.
She was so excited too, because I saw her when nominations came out.
Oh, that's so cute.
Because I saw her in November.
That's adorable.
So she was like talking about how she was like all excited. I was like,
Yeah, she deserves. She's so underrated.
Yeah.
Best Urban Contemporary Album. So that's an album containing at least 51% playing time of newly recorded contemporary vocal tracks derivative of R&B. So again, it's like,
I feel like anything could be that.
What's considered contemporary versus
also what's considered whatever. A derivative of R&B.
Exactly.
Anything.
So it's very interesting.
Yeah.
So we have Apollo 21 by Steve Lacy.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I Love You deluxe version by Lizzo, Overload by Georgia Ann Muldrow. Saturn by, I think that's pronounced Now.
I've never said it out loud.
Me
so I don't
either.
Know.
It's NAO. She's such a great artist. She really, really
but I've
is.
Never
but
said
I
it out
don't
loud.
Know how to pronounce it. Being Human in Public by Jessie Reyes. I think this one's easy. It's definitely going to Lizzo.
I think Steve Lacy could
you
get
think?
It.
I would mm-hmm. love for him to win.
I think he could.
I was going to say he's my pick for
yeah,
who I
no,
want to
I think
win.
He could.
That'd be cool.
I think it'd be really great for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he's a fan favorite.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know what? Now that I think about it, you make a good point, because he is, like, again, that kind of traditional instrumentalist that Grammy voters love.
Right. I think that he would be considered contemporary R&B.
Yeah, yeah. I always remember when this award went to Frank Ocean for Channel Orange, like, back when they first created this category.
Right. This is a newer category.
Oh, yeah. It was created, like, less than 10 years ago.
All right. And I guess the last one here... Best R&B Album for albums containing at least 51% playing time for R&B recordings. 1-1-2-3. Is that how you say it?
I guess.
BJ the Chicago Kid, Painted, Lucky Day, LMA, Paul, PJ Morton, Ventura, Anderson .Paak.
I think this one's going to go to LMA.
I want it to go to LMA.
Yeah, she's
her
really
vocals
good
are insane. She's crazy.
I feel like she's another Grammy darling.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind Lucky Day winning, and I wouldn't mind Anderson .Paak winning. But I think it's going to go to LMA.
Yeah.
So, do you want to do rap next?
I don't listen to rap.
Okay, so why don't I just talk a little bit
opinions.
About it? That's fine. You know what? Then I'll keep it short, and I'll just talk about how I'm really excited for Igor by Tyler, the Creator, to be nominated for Best Rap Album, because I think that's, like, his best album, objectively. There are, like, albums I like by him more, but in terms of, like, what, you know, Grammy voters like and what the general public likes in general and hip-hop fans in general like, I think Igor is his strongest ever, and I'm really excited that he is nominated, and I honestly think he has a good chance of winning. The other nominees are Revenge of the Dreamers 3 by, like, Dreamville, which is a collective of artists, I believe. Championships by Meek Mill. I Am Greater Than I Was, 21 Savage. And The Lost Boy by YBN Cordray. The only other person I feel like I could see this going to is 21 Savage. But I'm really, really, really hoping that Igor wins because it's such an incredible album. Tyler is so underrated, especially by the Recording Academy.
Yeah.
And he's performing, which I'm really excited for. He is performing. So, yeah, are there any other categories you wanted to hit on?
I was just going to say Best Country Group Duo. I Want Common by Mary Morris featuring Brandon Carlile.
I love that song.
Yeah. Yes, agree. I'm a big Maren Morris gal, so, and Brandi Carlile's amazing.
Yeah.
So I would love for them to win that.
I honestly feel like that might go to, like, Dan and Shay.
It probably will, but I would really love them to win it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I also like Girl Going Nowhere by Ashley McBride, which is in the next category, Best Country Song.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it'll win, but I like that song.
Yeah. And It All Comes Down to Wash by Miranda Lambert.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And
yeah.
it's got Hillary Lindsay and Lori McKenna in it, so.
There are plenty of other categories.
Oh, and there's crazy amounts of awards. We're going to link this Grammy.com article of the everyone that's nominated in the show notes
so you can take a look.
We're going to be posting an Instagram story that has the big general fields categories.
Yeah, the big four.
So you can screenshot that, share it to your story of your nominees.
Yeah, tell us who you think
and tag us in that. So we're going to end it off talking about the performers.
Yes, very exciting. I guess I'll start with like what I was just talking about, how Tyler, the Creator, is performing. I'm really excited for that because he's such a good performer, especially, I mean, I saw him on tour for this album, and he's just a very, like, conceptual performer, which is something I really love, meaning that, like, this album has a theme and an aesthetic, and he completely embodies it when he's performing live, like, just as much as he does when he's performing on the album, which I think is really cool because it kind of keeps you in the world of Igor, and, you know, sometimes you can be taken out of the world when you see, you know, the performance live compared to on the record. Mm-hmm. So I think this one's going to be really good, and I could see him doing something, you know, very, like, almost, like, noteworthy and almost, like, you know, water cooler talk. Like, oh, my gosh, did you see that Tyler, the Creator performance? I feel like it'll be special. I guess I'm biased because I'm just a huge Tyler fan, but I'm really excited for that one.
Camila Cabello, her, Jonas Brothers, Rosalia, and Demi Lovato.
Oh, yeah, that was an
are performing.
I'm excited for Demi because I heard she was going to perform a new song.
Oh.
It's just a rumor, but, I mean, because she hasn't released anything in a very long time, so it could be new.
Hmm.
It's either new or a cover, I feel like.
Right, that's fair.
A tribute.
And then I'm excited for the Jonas Brothers, although I don't really like their new song that came out this week.
Oh, right.
Which I have a feeling they're going to perform.
Probably.
And I think Rosalia is going to be very, very good.
Oh, I'm so excited for the Rosalia performance.
Yeah, and then the people that are winning awards,
Wait, also Ariana and Billy are performing, and Lizzo, right? I think those are the only people we didn't mention that are, like, noteworthy.
Oh, maybe? Yes?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find, like, a list, and I am not finding it.
I know Billy's performing. I know Ariana's performing because there was a lot of, like, controversy last year that she ended up not performing because, like, they wouldn't let her perform what she wanted to. So it was, like, a big deal this year that she is performing, because I guess that means that they're giving her more freedom. And Billy's definitely performing. I remember seeing that. And I'm pretty sure Lizzo's performing as well. So.
And then.
But yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so 10-time Grammy winner Bonnie Raitt will pay tribute to Lifetime Achievement Award recipient John Prine. And the Recording Academy Life Achievement Award recipients Run DMC will join Music Hair's Person of the Year Aerosmith and 13-time Grammy nominee Charlie Wilson. So those are a lot of big names that
Charlie
are getting
Wilson's
awarded.
Oh, yeah, Charlie Wilson's performing too, I heard.
Yes.
It looks
like they're all performing together.
Right.
Bonnie Raitt. Yeah. And then it says they will join previously announced performers Aerosmith, Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, Lizzo, Demi Lovato, Blake Shelton, and Gwen Stefani. I forgot about Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani.
Oh, yeah, they're gonna perform together.
They're together,
I love John Prine, and I worked his album, which was really fun.
Well, he's receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award.
So I'm excited about that.
That's cool.
And the Music Cares Person of the Year is Aerosmith, which is
cool, that's a group of people.
No, I know. Oh, yeah.
Person of the year. All right. Whack. Whatever.
Yeah, last year, I'm pretty sure it was Dolly Parton.
It was, I think.
And so she performed, which was really cool to see live. And I don't know. It's Aerosmith, they're great, I guess, but, you know, I was hoping to not see just another, like,
white men. Rock band, so white old men.
Good for them, but maybe hopefully next year it will not be another white rock band.
Maybe
but
not.
I'm excited that, like, Run DMC is being honored. I love Run DMC. I think it should be a very interesting show.
Right.
Going back to, like, where we started, that whole thing is going to be interesting. But in terms of performers, there's a lot I'm excited about. So I'm excited, as I always am.
Are you excited less than you were last year when you were there?
Yeah, I'm a little, like, confused. Like, I'm very, like...
nostalgic about it?
Yeah, I'm very, like, this is so weird.
So if you don't know... Nicole and I are part of Grammy U, which is the college division of the Recording Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And every year they send out a call for seat fillers at the Grammys. And Nicole was chosen to be a seat filler last year, so she went to the Grammys. And being a seat filler, would you like to describe what being a seat filler is?
Yeah, it was like the best experience of my life. So basically you wear a pretty dress and you wait in line for a really long time. Like, all day, and then, you know, they lead you over to the Staples Center. I had to pay, by the way, myself to fly to L.A. and
for accommodations.
And for my Airbnb, like, I had to pay myself. But anyways, they walk you over. You stand there for hours, and they walk you over to the Staples Center. And it was, like, the one day that it was raining in L.A. Like, come on. It doesn't rain there. I thought there was a drought.
Right.
Okay? I did my hair. All right. Anyways. And then, yeah, you kind of sit in this, like, back area that's completely blocked off, but it's on the floor of the arena,
mm-hmm.
but there's, like, the whole sound and lighting and camera system is, like, built right in front of it and way above it that usually isn't there for just, like, regular concerts,
mm-hmm.
So that there's less, like, obstructed view, and so you sit there, and then they would just come back and be like, we need five. And they would pick five random people and then bring you up to, like, sit wherever they need you to sit. And so I was sitting there waiting, patiently waiting my turn. And, like, right before the ceremony started, like, right before, I thought I would be sitting there, you know, for a while, for whatever. And then they came back over and they were like, everyone, go to the first 10 rows. And so we all, like, went. And, like, mind you, like, we're all in dresses, like, that go to the floor, like, all the women, I guess, but, we're all, like, dressed all fancy, and so I just, like, rush up, and there are so many freaking celebrities, like, you wouldn't believe, but for me, of course, the coolest thing was seeing the industry people.
Right.
Because Lucian Grange was there, and I sat right behind him, which was freaking insane, and, Jody Gerson was there, Sylvia Rhone I saw Scott Porchetta, I saw a lot of really cool people who are a big deal in this industry.
Right.
And I saw Neil Portnow, like, a million times. Like, just in L.A. I was like, what? Why are you stalking me?
He was welcoming you to L.A. He was telling you need to step up.
It was really weird. And the coolest part probably was, like, at that very beginning part, because, like, Michelle Obama came on stage.
Right.
I mean, do I even have to say more? Michelle Obama came on stage. It was her, Alicia Keys, who was hosting.
Right.
Lady Gaga and, Jennifer Lopez, they all just, like, walked out on stage and were like, we're badass women, and I was like, yes, you are, and then Gaga won an award for, like, Shallow, I think,
probably,
and gave a great speech, and, like, Lucian Grange, like, turns around to someone and was like, that was a great speech that she gave, like, she was very eloquent in his British accent, and I was like, oh my god, like, I just heard him have a little sidebar with someone, like, this is, he's, like, one of the most powerful people in the industry.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so then every commercial break, you have to, like, run all over the place to try to get, you know, a different seat, because somebody else gets up and somebody else comes over and is like, oh, you're in my seat. So I sat next to, like, a bunch of different people, and I saw a bunch of different people. Sometimes there's no room for you, so you have to go back to, like, the holding area where you're obstructed.
Mm.
But I got to see a lot of really cool people. And I saw a lot of really cool performances.
Right.
Anyone who performed last year, you know, I saw them.
It's awesome.
If not live, I saw them on the, like,
on the monitor
that was, you know, on the thing that was obstructing us. So it was really cool. It was really fun. It was my peak in life, and now it's all downhill from here.
Oh my god.
No, but it's gonna.
And now we'll watch it on TV this year.
It's gonna be interesting watching it on TV. Now it's not gonna be that weird because I do it every year.
Right.
It's just kind of crazy, but it was really fun. And if you're not a member of Grammy U and you're eligible, please join. Please, it's amazing.
You get to do a lot of cool sound checks.
You get to do so much fun stuff. Shout out to Grammy U.
Yeah.
The one part of the organization that's not a mess.
Well, it's by chapter, so the Philly one could not be a mess, but every other one could.
True.
All right. So we're going to end it off here, and we will catch up next week with the verdict of who won.
And the best and worst performers.
Right, and everyone's outfits and whatever.
Anything else that happened. So, talk then.
All right.
What the what's next? Go and cash your bad checks.
You got a white dick in your pocket. You bought a big hat, but you lost it. Cash in, cash out while you still can. So you waste time on your big dream, then you get scammed by a TV. Drop in, drop out, it's a good plan. Soft core summer tan, racking up that. Now I can't come back in a cold sweat. So what you gonna do next? Go and cash a bad check. We're down and out, baby, I don't care. Gonna do next? Go and cash a bad check. We're down and out, baby. I don't care. I wanna feel like a millionaire. So let's get to it. Ain't nothing wrong. What's next? Go and cash a bad check. What's next? Go and cash a bad.
Card, then use it. If you don't, no problem. Just have your checking account number ready when you go.
Down and out, baby, I don't care. I wanna feel like a millionaire. We're down and out, baby, I don't care.
What's next? Go and cash your bad checks.